This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
We are your hosts, Takarea
and Kina.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
Kia ora and hello, welcome back to K-Talk, our favourite place to be. It's another week joined with your host, Takarea. Yay! So happy to be back. The song we just listened to, my goodness, Sorry Sorry by Super Junior. Who here is surprised that I know Super Junior? Like, they, legends, that's all I have to say about them. Sorry Sorry was released in... Why did I say it like that? Sorry Sorry was released in 2009. Oh my goodness. That makes me feel so young. because I know others would say 2009 was not long ago, but how old would I have been then? 3. Oh my goodness, I was 3 when Sorry Sorry was released. That is so cool. It's old, but honestly, it's still a bop and it persists to this day. If I know the song and I like the song, that is a good sign. But yay, we are officially in December. We've made it to the Christmas season. Now, let me tell you, I've never really been into Christmas, but I want to get into the Christmas spirit this year. I've been driving around looking for Christmas lights and people decorating their houses. I'm so jealous of them because I want my house to look like that. But yeah, so I'm going to be honest with you guys. I have a bit of flu symptoms still persistent. I've been sick over the past week and there's still some symptoms that have persisted and they're a bit stuck with me, but I am not sick right now. I'm just, I've got a little bit of recovery left to do. So if my voice sounds a little bit funny, let's just pretend this is how I sound normally. Moving on, what is our topic today? I honestly think this is a really interesting topic. We're going to be talking about K-pop and K-dramas used as a study method. K-pop and K-dramas, they're both very relevant in our world nowadays. Not even just for like my generation, but just for everybody from what I've seen. K-pop and K-dramas are very popular amongst everybody, so they're very important and like vital for I don't know if I'd say for Korean culture specifically, but well, it is. It's important. It really helps spread the Korean culture around and gets everybody to know about it. But we're going to start off with my fave. Who saw this coming? K-pop. To be honest, I'm not as much of like a K-pop nerd today as what I used to be. Like I'd say last year, maybe. But I still do listen to K-pop. I'm just not going to go around telling everybody about my K-pop groups and how much I love them. But they are still really cool people, cool artists, all that. So yeah, K-pop used as a study method. I do know quite a bit about this one because I've used it. Just because after I found K-pop, like music's been my whole life anyways. So after I found K-pop, I was like, yes, I can use this because I've talked about this a few times before, but being surrounded by the language or culture will help you pick it up. So I think being surrounded by the music, like just playing it wherever you can take music anywhere you go. If you have, like, for example, I have AirPods. I love my AirPods. I can have them in all the time. They're so small and they can go anywhere with you. And yeah, you can just take music anywhere you go with you. If you're surrounded by it, you can just be listening to the words. You pick up the words, you'll hear words that you already know and be like, hey, I know what that word means. That's so cool. Then you're like, oh, what's the context behind that? What are they talking about? So yeah, you pick up the words you already know and then find out why it's in there. And you'll obviously pick up new words as well. Like, you can hear the sounds of the lyrics. You don't necessarily know the specific words. Like, depends on the level you're in, obviously. But if you're, like, a beginner, you'll be able to hear the sounds that they make. And then you'll make the sounds yourself. And then you'll be like, huh, these must be words. What do these words mean? And then there you go. That opens up a whole thing. But yeah, for me personally, I use K-pop a lot just because I love listening to music anyway, so it can go with me anywhere. It can go with me to school, to work, into town, like if I'm shopping, have music in, all those kinds of things. It really does go everywhere. But a specific thing you can do with it, like these are specific things I would do when I was using it to study my Korean. You'd look at the actual lyrics, like you can look at it romanized or in the actual Korean characters. It's good to practice your reading. If you know the tune of the song, you can read along to the lyrics with like the Korean characters with the tune of the song, trying to get it. You don't have to be listening to the song to read along with it. You can just do it on your own in your own timing, just in case, like if your reading hasn't really gone into a high level yet, that's a good way of practicing. Otherwise, just breaking down the actual the actual song lyrics. Like, I do that. I actually still do that to this day. Because not only is it a good study method, but I find it fun. I'm a bit of a nerd, but, well, I mean, I have been studying music recently, so that could be why I'm more into reading the lyrics. But you get to see, because song lyrics aren't necessarily conversational. Like, you can't use song lyrics in conversation because they're more on the poetic side, you know, using like analogies and things. But if you're into writing or reading poems and that kind of thing, that's why reading the lyrics is good. You get to like break down why they use certain words in certain sentences. And yeah, just the analogies they use. Like, for example, I did an assessment recently and I did it on S Class by Stray Kids. It was really beneficial, not only for my schoolwork and my music work, but for my career as well. Just because, yeah, I got to really see the connections between the words and the sentences, which I think is really beneficial to learning how to speak every day. Not necessarily that you're going to break out into song lyrics, but hey, I mean, you could if you want to. But yeah, those are some like methods that I used personally, and I definitely recommend them, especially if you are just first getting into Korean, like I'd say level 1 and 2, these are some just good strategies. Another reason is that like it's not only studying, but you're also having fun, you know? Like, I mean, everybody's different, right? But me personally, I love having music no matter what I'm doing. You're still having fun. Have a little dance party in your room if you feel like it. Honestly, me up at 3 in the morning, K-pop is what pushes me through that. I'd be learning K-pop dances in my bedroom. Unfortunately, I'm not kidding. Like, it's a common occurrence, but it still, again, benefits my Korean. But, you know, everybody's different. But I think that's what's good about K-pop too, is that there's lots of different kinds of, like, K-pop itself, yes, is a genre, but I feel like it also branches off into different genres as well. So if you hear a song, a K-pop song, and you don't like it, some people think, oh, I just don't like K-pop. But there's different branches of it, you know? There's different sounds that you can go to. So it's very versatile. It can fit everybody's taste if you're just willing to give it a go, to push through until you find the one song that's like, oh, that sounds good. But yeah, that is just personally how I've used it. And hopefully anybody listening can take home that advice, because I do really recommend it. But I think we're going to have a song break now. So here is Never Ending Story by Stray Kids. Bye-bye. Go listen to the song. Thank you.
걱정의 잠 못 들던 새벽에 너를 보며 저 하늘에 다짐했지. 저기 너무나 먼 아먼 나의 꿈까지 두 손 놓지 않기로 해. 잠시 길을 잃어 혹시 외로워졌다 작은 숨결 나의 목소리를 들어줘. 내 흐르는 어디라도 널 찾아갈 테니까. 나 놓지 않기로 했어. 폭풍 같은 하루에서 더 따뜻하게 너를 하늘며 지켜주기로 했어.
네가 내게 준 사랑이 나마다 그나마 사랑할 힘이 생겨.
You don't cry.
안녕은 다시 만날 때만 never cry.
우리가 만든 얘기는 이렇게 남았어. 끝없는 나를
and welcome back to K-Talk with 105.4 ORFM. That song we just listened to, Oh Yeah, Never Ending Story by Stray Kids. If you've been sticking around with K-Talk for a while, you may or may not know, I am quite the fan of Stray Kids. I am a stay. Stay is the fandom name for Stray Kids. I think I need to make an episode dedicated to them based off of how much I talk about them in other episodes. But anyways, that song isn't just about Stray Kids. It's actually an OST for Extraordinary You, a K-drama. I don't know how many of you listening have watched Extraordinary You, but honestly, such a good K-drama. I'll be honest. It was one of the first K-dramas I ever watched. I can't remember what the very first one was, but this was definitely one of them. I actually forgot that I watched that K-drama until I heard the song earlier. I was like, wait a minute. Where do I know this from? But yeah. So honestly, I recommend that K-drama just because it's, well, it depends on the kind of K-dramas you like. Because again, like I was talking about with the K-pop, there is different kinds of K-dramas that can fit any of your tastes. This one was, how do I explain it? I feel like to me, this K-drama was just kind of silly. Like, you know, like it was just fun to watch. Fun, hypo, and silly. There was still obviously some drama in the storyline. You've got to have a little bit of drama to keep people entertained. And the concept is very original. Don't worry, guys, there will be no spoilers coming. I'm not about the spoilers, not about that life. So, you're safe. But yeah, I think the whole concept of the comic book and the storyline of the comic book, it's really original. I don't think I've seen anything like that before. But I mean, I don't actually watch TV that often, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I don't know. I'm just yapping at this point. I do love that K-drama and I recommend it. Extraordinary You, guys. That's what it's called. So yeah, before the break, we were talking about using K-pop as a study method. But now we're going to talk about K-dramas as a study method. Hence the OST being the song break. Yeah, it's pretty much the same kind of vibe as using K-pop is a study method. Like, you can leave it playing in the background at your house. For example, you can be cleaning your room and you'll have one playing. Or just cleaning anywhere, really. Or when you just feel like having a break, chuck on a K-drama. Not only are you giving yourself a break, but you're studying at the same time. Now that, multitasking, isn't that cool? Like, it kind of validates your reason to do nothing. So I think that's great. But yeah, I think I haven't used K-dramas as much to study just because, like I said before, I'm not very into watching TV. That probably sounds so weird to some people because I know some people who are all about it. I have some friends that have come up to me like, hey, have you watched the new movie that's in the movies now? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, well, it's a prequel to this movie. And I'm like, I've never even watched any other one of those movies. I'm very out of the loop with K-dramas. I watched Squid Game and then I could get in on all the inside jokes about it. But then otherwise I watch all the ones that like no one else has watched. So no inside jokes for me. and I can't get involved with the K-drama conversations. But the ones I have watched, wow, I love them. I could fangirl about them all day. Okay, that's also kind of a lie because I forget what I watch immediately after I watch it. So, I don't know. I'm just yapping. But one thing, I have a few study methods from this though, because I did use, like, whatever my favorite K-dramas were, I would binge watch them nonstop. I'd watch them over and over again. It became a problem at one point. All I'd do is rewatch the same K-drama. And that's why I'm not up to date with any of the new ones. But what you can do with that is, yeah, so take one you've already watched. Preferably, I think, use one that's like your favorite and that you've watched a few times. Preferably, like, it'll make it easier. And then instead of having English subtitles on it, put Korean subtitles, like Korean characters. And then you can try and read along with the characters while you're listening to the audio, if that makes sense. Reading along and listening, trying to get it at the same time. Or, you know, if you really feel like it, you can listen to the audio without the subtitles at all. Because since you've already watched it a few times, you kind of already know what's going on. And then you can hear the words yourself and be like, oh, okay. I remember she was talking about her heartbreak, but this word means heartbreak. Yeah, so that is a strategy there. But yeah, honestly, that's all I really did with that. Because otherwise you can use the OSTs for it. If you're that much of a diehard fangirl, do the same thing as the K-pop studying with the OSTs. I really can't relate to this one because the actually Neverending Story by Stray Kids is the only K-drama OST that I've actually liked in a way. That sounds really bad. But yeah, I don't necessarily listen to K-drama OSTs, but I know some people that are actually really into it. So if you want to study without feeling, I don't know, bored, you know the feeling you get when you're studying where you're just kind of like, I don't really want to be here right now. I don't want to do this. Do it while having fun. There's quite a few ways to do it. Like K-dramas is a really good one. Especially if you're like a diehard fan, like I was saying before, use it. Use everything you can. It's in Korean. Boom. Turn off them subtitles, girl. And there you go. There's your solution. But yeah, so I feel like studying with K-dramas is pretty similar to studying with K-pop. But I'd say it's just less versatile. Like, you can't really take K-dramas anywhere with you go. Like, for example, you can't listen to K-dramas while you're at work. I mean, you can. You just can't have your screen on. But then I feel like, what's the fun in that? But that is a strategy. I just feel like it's not as fun. Whereas K-pop, boom. You've got music to help you focus on your work. And you can also hear the words at the same time. And it's just really getting yourself used to hearing these things around you. So yeah, I feel like it's a bit harder to do with the K-dramas, but I think that's what you do in your spare time. In your spare time, you can study with the K-dramas, and when you don't have spare time, you can use the K-pop. I think that's a really good strategy. So if you're struggling with finding time or motivation to study, do this, because it doesn't feel like you're studying. It really doesn't. It just feels like you're living life like normal. Or at least for me, for example. But again, everybody is different with how they study. But these are very good strategies that I recommend, especially to beginner levels, like levels 1 and 2. Or if you're somehow a level 0, I don't know. This is what I recommend to you. But yeah, that's all I have for this episode today. I just wanted to share some study methods to help those who, I guess, struggle to find the motivation, like I was just saying. And also because I love K-pop, love K-dramas. It's all very relevant in today's, what do you call it, day and age. Very, very my generation. But I mean, I want to share it to everybody, regardless of age. So yeah, thank you guys for all coming today and joining me on my little, I'm going to call this one another fangirl sesh, might as well title it that at this point. But yeah, I hope you guys get to study well, and I wish you guys all luck. So thank you all so much, and I'll see you next time. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요, 여러분. Welcome to K-Talk, brought to you by the Dunedin Korean Language and Culture Society.
We are your hosts, Takaria
and Kina.
Join us every second Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on ORFM for an exploration of Korea, from its music and culture to language and politics.
Find all our episodes on oar.org.nz. 이번 에피소드를 즐겨주시길 바랍니다.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.